Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Shin Mem. We are on page 374. Simen Shin Mem is dinim kama dinim midvarim ha'asurim b'Shabbos ke'ein tolados me'avos. Certain dinim that are related to Shabbos that are asur, like toldos of the avos. So says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, asur litos sa'aru otziparnav. One is not allowed to cut his hair or his fingernails, bein biyad, bein bikli, whether he's using his hands to do the cutting or is using a kli to do the cutting, bein la'atzmo, bein la'acherim, whether he's cutting his own hair or fingernails or whether he's cutting someone else's hair or fingernails, that is all usher on Shabbos. V'chayev al shtei sa'aros, and he is chayev achatos if he cuts two hairs. U'melaket levanos mitos shchoros, but one who plucks out white hairs from amongst black hairs, afilu ba'achas chayev, then even if he only plucks out one white hair, he's already chayev. V'dover ze afilu b'chol aser, not only is plucking out one white hair from the black hairs aser on Shabbos, it's even aser during the week. Mishum lo yulbash gever simlas isha, because of the iser that a man cannot wear the clothes of an isha. From that pasuk we learn out that a man cannot act in the way that an isha acts, and therefore there would be an iser not only on Shabbos to pluck out one white hair, but even during the week plucking out one white hair from amongst the black hairs is usser. The Ramah says, V'ayin la'el sov simin shin gimel din srika v'chafifa. Look earlier in Shin Gimel when we discussed the halachos of combing hair, brushing hair, and washing hair. So now we're going to begin the Mishabura, and there are some very important halachal ma'isa things that will come out from this year, obviously. Point number one, the Mechaber said, is one is not allowed to cut hair or cut nails, either by the hand or with a kli, whether it is his own hair or nails, or it is someone else's. Says the Mishabura, Sif Katan Aleph, Bein Biyad V'Hu Adin B'Shinov. It's no better if you bite your teeth, bite your fingernails off. It's the same thing using your hand, using a kli, using your teeth. It's all the same. So katan beis bein bikli, says the Mishabura, very important. After mechaber hishvi yad lekli, even though the mechaber says over here that it's the same whether you cut your nails or your hair with your hands or with a kli, hurak li isura. That's only legabe the iser, that they're both forbidden. The bekulan yesh iser. By all these things, you're not allowed to do it. Aval le'inyan chiyuva yesh chiluk b'neim. But in terms of when you're going to be chayav achatas, when it's going to be a chiyav daraisa, the biyad pater b'chol gavni yesh chiluk b'neim. Then there's a chiluk whether you use your hand or use a kli. The biyad pater b'chol gavni. If one uses his hand, it is aser, but he is pater from a karbon. She'ein derech gziza b'kav. B'chol, that is not the normal way to shear during the week. U'bekli chayev b'chol gavni, using a kli, you will be chayev in all cases. The havelei tolda de gozes, that will be a tolda of shearing. U'mashekosav acharkach, that which the mechaber writes afterwards. The chayev al shtei se'aros, that you're chayev on two hairs. Hudafka b'kli. So again, to summarize what the Mishabura is saying, when the Mechaber says it's usher to cut your hair or your nails with your hands or with a kli or with your teeth, whether it's your own or someone else's, that's all legabe, that it's usher, that it's forbidden. But you're not going to be chayev in all cases. Then the Mechaber says, v'chayev al shtei saros, even chayev a karban chatos, if it's done b'shogig, on two hairs, so the chiyuv is going bedafka on a kli if you cut two hairs. That's how the Mishabura explained it. Sipkaton gimel, v'chayev al shtei sa'aros, you are chayev on two hairs. V'seyar echad yeshvo isura da'oraisa. And don't think that because you're only chayev on two hairs, that one hair is okay. It's not okay. One hair is an iser da'oraisa. Kimo kol chatzi shir shel kol ha'isurim. Like behold, chatzi shir asam in ha'Torah. It's an iser da'oraisa. V'chein ha'din b'chol malach o Shabbos. And so too is then by all malach on Shabbos. Lo ba'inan b'hu shir le'inyan iser. We never need a specific shir legabe the iser da'oraisa. Ela le'inyan chiyuv chatos. The shir is always given for the chiyuv chatos. That's when you're chayav a karbon. But less than that, you won't be chayav a karbon, but it will be an iser daraisa. So we're saying over here that cutting two hairs with a kli will require a chiyuv chatos, but cutting one hair with your hands with a kli will be an iser daraisa. Ule'inyan netilas tziparnayim. So notice the Mechaber only discusses how much hair, but he doesn't get involved with the nails. So zakta mishabur, in terms of cutting your nails, even cutting one nail is already going to be not only an iser daraisa but also a chiyuv chatos. That's also clear earlier. A woman who forgot to cut her nails before Shabbos, the erot filosof of Shabbos, and she has to go to the mikvah on Friday night, and she didn't cut her nails. So masik hamogen Avram shetomer loove gilulam litol biyad. So the best etza, says the Magen Avraham, is she should tell a non-Jew to cut with their hands. Not with the kli, with their hands, that's the best. To have a shvus to shvus b'mkol mitzvah, that would be a derabbanon on a derabbanon b'mkol mitzvah, and that will be permissible. The im efsher biyad, and if it is impossible for the guy to cut the fingernails with their hands, mutter al yado afilu bekeli, then it will be mutter to ask the guy to cut the nails with a kli. We'll see why, according to some, that also would be only an issa d'rabbanan, that also would be a shvus to shvus. If there is no goy available, so nirish yesh lismoch b'shas adchak, then you can rely in a pressing situation al hanikur shetunakir tachas hatziporim, on the just a very good job cleaning underneath the nails. So you can't cut it. So obviously you can't cut it yourself, but you just clean them very well. So she'll clean out under her fingernails very well, and she'll make sure that there's absolutely no dirt there. We said that when it comes to pulling out white hairs from amongst black hairs, afilu ba'achas chayiv. The Mechaber says, you need to pull out one white hair, that's already a chiyuv chatos. Even though, as we just said, usually only two hairs is a chiyuv chatos, that's tam, cutting hairs on Shabbos. But if you are plucking out a white hair from amongst black hairs, then one, you are chayiv. Says the Mishabura, sivkot and dalit, ve'atam, the reason is, mishum da'afilu ba'achas makbid. Since a person who does not want to have white hairs, he's makbid even on one white hair, so it's a matter of chashivas. We'll discuss this more soon in the Be'er Halacha, but two is normally considered chashiv, but if you're bedafka trying to get rid of the white hair, so then that one hair is considered chashiv, and you're chayv just on that. Shelo ye nirik hezakin. Why is he makbid? He doesn't want to look old, so he wants to get rid of that white hair. Lekach chashiv ha-malacha, therefore, even with one hair is considered a malacha. Someone who has mostly white hair, he sees a black hair, he wants to look chashiv, so he wants to wear the black hair, so that would also be an iser, says the Tosefta. Sifkoton hey, lo yulbash, the iser over here, it sounds funny, the iser is lo yulbash gever simlas isha, that a man is not allowed to wear the garments of an isha, but again, included in that is doing things that noshim normally do, as the Mishabura says in Sifkoton hey, Shederach hanoshim lahakbid al zeh lihisnos. It's something that women are makbid on getting rid of a white hair because they want to look nice. Now, if you look in the notes, at note number 6, he writes, the af bizmanenu, even nowadays, shigam hanoshim nohagim kain, that in the veld, men are doing that. Men want to look young and they're pulling out white hairs. Kosa b'shan shuva shever levi. So one might think that that's normal. It's not the way of an isha. Men are doing it also. So says Rav Ozner, she'osar hadavar la'anoshim, it is still forbidden for men to do this. Lefisha matarosel shel pu'ula zu, since the goal of this action, he leheiros tsa'ir, it's to look young. V'tchuna zu b'ikra minag noshim hi. This idea, this nature of wanting to look young is the nature of an isha, and therefore even if the place where we live, men are trying to look young, be'etzen, that's considered something that women do, and therefore even though in general men are plucking out their white hairs, it is usur for men that are yidden to pluck out even one white hair, even nowadays. Continues the Mishabura in Sivkot and Hey. V'ato nevor b'miktsas din melechas hagziza. Now I'm going to explain a little bit the malacha of shearing, and we'll see how it's a very practical halacha. Note Aleph, in the Mishabura Aleph, he's got 3 points. Number one, Hagozes tzemer oseyar, one who shears wool or hair, beimina behema beimina chayev, whether it's from a domesticated animal or a wild animal, chayev, that's an issa deraisa. V'kama shi'uro l'chiyuv, how much hair or wool do you have to take off in the shearing to be chayv daraisa, kedei litvos mimenu chut she'arko korov la'arba'a tfachim la'harambam. It has to be enough hair or wool that you can spin from it a string that will have a length of close to 4 tfachim lafi the Rambam. Ula Rashi machzis mizeh. According to Rashi, even half of that will already be a chiyuv chatos. That's point number one. Beis. Hachiyuv shel gzizahu. This chiyuv of shearing is bein kishe gozeis min hachai, bein kishe gozeis min hames. It's whether you shear an animal that is alive or if you shear an animal that is dead. Afilu min hashelach shelahem. Even if it is from their shelach, which is what? Hainu or shekeshinev shel min habehima. Skin, after it is taken off the animal, even if you shear that, it's going to be usher. So whether it's on the full animal, alive or dead, or it's an animal that was skinned, the skin was off, and now you're plucking off the hair, that is going to be an iser derais of gziza. V'davka gozeis chiyuvu b'chol gavni. Davka, if you are shearing, you are using a utensil, then you're chayv in all cases. Aval tolesh min hachai pater. But if you're just plucking out the hairs from a live animal, then you're pater. De'ein derech litlosh. That's not the normal way to be plucking out hairs from a live animal, mishum dekoivle, because that's painful. So that's not the normal way to do it. So therefore, that's only pater. Ela ligzos, the normal way to get the hair off a live animal is to shear it, to use some kind of kli, not to be plucking out the hairs. Therefore, if you pluck hairs off a live animal, that is only going to be pater aval aser. Aval hatolesh biyad min amesa. But one who is plucking out hairs with his hand from a dead animal, derech litlosh kemo ligzos v'chayev. Since it's normal to pluck out hairs with your hand, just like it is to shear with a kli when it's an animal that's dead, so then you are chayev in both cases. V'alkein, and therefore, osan b'nei odom hamelubashim b'oro shel behema v'chaya. Those people who are wearing skins of animals, they're wearing a fur coat. Tzrichin lizahir, they have to be careful, shelo yitlashu menaseya shelohem b'shabbos, not to pull out any hairs. If they have animal skins with hair on them, they have to make sure not to pull out any of the hairs on Shabbos. Ubesefer chasidim oser likach hakinim min haoros. The Sefer Chasidim writes, it is oser to take out the lice from the skins when they have hair on them, when you're doing it through the hair, ayin shom. V'chol zeh b'behema v'chaya, all this is talking about animals. Aval ba'ofos, but when it comes to birds, darkon lahasir anotos ayidei tlisha, it is the normal way to remove their feathers through plucking them out. Kemo bebehema ayidei gziza, the same way you would shear an animal with a kli, you would do gziza, you would pluck the feathers with your hand from a bird. Ulefikach tolesh konath menaof, one who plucks a feather from a bird, dein mechayin bein lachar mesa. Misa, whether the animal, the bird is alive or the bird is already dead, you will be chayiv. The tlishasan zuhi gezizasan. The plucking of the hairs with your hand, that is the geziza of a bird, and you are going to be chayiv. Let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see a couple of notes and two very important bi'alachas as well. Gimel, hatovet semer min achai, one who spins wool from a live animal. They did this by the Mishkan, but if one spins the hair, the wool of an animal while it's still attached, he's potter beimin atfia beimin agaziza. So he's potter both for the spinning and for the shearing if it comes out. She'ein derech tfia ugziza bekach. That's not the normal way to do tfia or gaziza. That's not the way you normally spin the wool. That's not the normal way that you shear the wool. So therefore, you'll be potter on both ends. That is the end of the Mishnah Berurah. I'd like to point out note number 10 first. Utlishas hanotzos hadakos hanisharos ba'of lachar abishal. So a person is having some chicken on Friday night, and he has some skin on his chicken and some feathers there. So he wants to pull out the feathers. Is that going to be an isra gziza? We just said a chicken, whether it's alive or it's dead, plucking out the feathers with your fingers is going to be usr. So says note number 10, kasa b'sefer zeisra anan sha'asura mishum gozeis. You have your cooked chicken on your plate Friday night, and you're pulling out feathers. That is an iser of gozes. V'chein kasa b'sefer Yeshua's chachma u'b'shalom Yeshua's har tzvi. Hosef shekein nirim medivri aminchas chinuch. That's the mashmos of the minchas chinuch as well. Those are the shitas that are machmir. As you probably could imagine, there are shitas that are mekel, and we'll see them right now. Meidach on the other hand, bekuntres over orach. Kosav she'ena davar aser mishum lachas gozes. That is not the isra of gozes. Lefisha mishoshin this bashel ha'or, because from the time that the skin is cooked, shein baser alav. That's called meat. That's called a piece of meat, and therefore there's no isra geziza on a piece of meat. B'shalom shivas hartzvi kosav tam nosav lahokel. The hartzvi writes another reason they can be makel. She mishoshin this bashel ha'of. From the time that the chicken is cooked, Asidos hanotzos lihinotek minaof. The feathers are bound at some point to come out. It softens the chicken, and the feathers are going to come out on their own. V'dinon kitziporim v'tzitzin shapir sherubam. And they have the din of little pieces of skin or nails that we discussed in a different simon, that if majority of them are off, in certain cases, it would be okay. Shahoel v'sofam lihinotek. Since in the end they're going to come out anyway, ein behem mishum gozes, there would be no isra of gozes. V'chein kasa b'shal and shuvas igras Moshe, that there is no isra of geziza. V'aktos ha'sholchen kasav. Sheha'olam ein yisharim b'zeh. People are still not careful about this. V'kasav taimim l'lamed aleim z'chus. He writes that for reasons, simim l'lamed z'chus, why it's okay. U'b'shem ha'gonor Shmuel Orbach, huva. Shedas ma'aril diskin hoysa lahatir zos b'pshitas. The ma'aril diskin said it's mutter. Mishum shalo shayach isr gozes b'basar mevushal. Like we said before, cooked meat has no isra gziza, and therefore, so we see that there are some shitas that are machmir, but most are mekel in terms of pulling out the feathers from a piece of chicken on Shabbos. Another interesting note that we'll see is note number 5. V'chein litzboa se'ar lovam b'tzeva shachur. So we're discussing over here that you can't pull out, not on Shabbos, not during the week, even one white hair from amongst the black hairs. Says note 5, to dye the white hair black is also a problem. Kosav Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Sha'asr Mishum Lo Yulbash. That's also us because of Lo Yulbash. Vafilu Sara Achas, even to dye one hair. Umishahel Binu Chelek Misaros Rosho. A person whose some of his hair is turned white, Vizikno in his beard, but Ofen Yotze Dofen in a strange way. Some people just in like one patch, all of a sudden it turns white, so it's out of the ordinary. Kigon Odom Tsair Shelbinu Chelek Misaros, of a young person that a little portion of his hair or his beard turned white. Omi Shelbinu Sarosa Bimokom Mesuyan Belvad, or some a regular person, but only in one spot it turned white. Nechloku ha'achronim imuterlo lelokton olitzovan. So there the achronim argue if one is allowed to pull out those white hairs or if he's allowed to dye those white hairs. B'shal and shuvas divrei chaim kasav sha'asr lasoskin. Divrei chaim says it's asr. V'chein kasav the maram shik. Ulam, the minchas alozer hitter lahalocha achlo lemaisa. He says, really, mikra, I think it's mutter, but lemaisa, you shouldn't do it. U'b'shal and shuvas avne zikar and kasav lahatra like de nachri. He says, you can have a guy do it. B'shalom shuvah shalom eishiv kasav shahadover talay v'machlokas haposkim it's machlokas haposkim v'harotze lismo chaldas amekilim rashay. There is what to rely on. If you want to rely on the lenya shita, you can. V'agon reshomu zaman arba kasav shaminog hu lahatir. The minog is to be matir. Again, someone who's young and it's funny looking that he has some hairs in one place that are white and not other places. So there certainly is what to rely on. One more point in note number 5. The imrashai mishel binu chelek misarosav lesarik esarosav. Someone who has some white hairs, is he allowed to comb his hair on Shabbos? Comb his hair during the week. On Shabbos, there's separate problems with pulling out hair. But during the week, is he allowed to be combing his hair? So writes the Shalosh and Shuvas Halachos Katanos, shekevan shepsikreishu sheyitlushu chelek minasaro. Since the psikreish, it's vadai, some hairs that come out, osar lo lasoskin. He can't brush his hair at all. V'rak im lo ichbas lo betlishasan. Only if he doesn't care if they come out, then mutter lo lasos. Okay, then it's mutter. Sheri ladas ha'aruch psikreishad lo nichle mutter. Because there is a sheet of the aruch that says a psikreish lo nichle. So that's for sure going to happen, but you don't care about it or you don't want it to happen. So that's mutter. Kemavur b'shulchan aruch lael. Achena mishabura sham kasa b'shem arosh psikreish lo nichle b'shari surim osro das akol. Again, we hold psikreish lo nichle is really osir. Meidach, here's the heter. B'shalom shuvas ma'aram shekasov sha'af l'das ha'rishonim ha'chokim ala aruch. Even those who argue on the aruch, psikreisha d'lo nichle is aser mutter l'odom zeh l'sarik es harosav. It's still okay for him to be combing his hair. Sha'af shepsikreishu sheyidlishu saros. Even though it's a psikreisha, vaday some hairs are going to come out. Mikomokom ein zeh psikreisha sheyidlishu ha'levanos dafka. It's not a psikreisha, the white hairs are going to come out. It's a psikreisha, some hairs are going to come out. And therefore, that's not a psikreisha on the iser. And therefore, that is the reason why the Maram Shik says that it is mutter. I would like to point out two Bir Halachas. We're going to start with the one on page Kuf Pei Ches. Very interesting question the Bir Halacha asks. He doesn't really answer it. Towards the bottom of the page, like 6 lines up, Umelaket Levanos Mitos Shchoros. One who plucks out the white hair from the black hair, that's an Isser on Shabbos, even one hair. And then we said even during the week. Yesh la'ayin. There is to investigate. Im dafka keshoya rakseir achas. Is this Isra pulling out the white hair when you only have one white hair? And now you got rid of it? That's when it's usher. Shebazem moel likuto lehisyapos. Because that pulling out the white hair helps you look more beautiful. Al kein chashiva malacha. That's what gives it the shame malacha. And that's when it's usher. Masheen kein kishenishar od harbe. Which is not the case if you pull out one white hair, but you still have, 500 other ones. So it's not really changing your look. And therefore, that wouldn't be a problem. O efsher, or maybe, to mikomoko misyafik tas. Any white hair you get rid of, unless you're all white, it's still making you look better in some way, and that's also the miyasser. So he brings sadam lakan al-kan, different rayas. He doesn't answer the question, is the isser that we're mentioning over here of pulling out a white hair from the black hairs only when there's only one white hair and you're getting rid of it? Or even if you have a lot of white hairs and you're getting rid of one, so it's making you look a little better? That's a question the Be'alocha asks, and he does not answer it. One more Be'alocha, if you turn back to page 374, very important Be'alocha, the second one on the page, the Ramaskal of Achayiv, says the Bir Alocha, Hine betosas kasvu, dezeu dafka l'Rabbi Yehuda, de melocha shein tzarech l'guf achayiv. We have a famous machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, a melocha shein tzarech l'gufa. You're doing a melocha, but you don't need the guf melocha like over here. You're pulling out the hairs, but usually the isser is because you want the hairs, you want the wool. You're shearing the animal because you want the wool. But over here, you're pulling out the hairs, but you don't want the hairs. So it's a melocha shein tzarech l'gufa. So Rabbi Shimon says it's not aser, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is aser. So Rabbi Yehuda at least says it's chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says it's not chayiv. So Tosfos writes that this chiyuv, the mechaber is writing over here, is going lefi Rabbi Yehuda, that a melacha shein tzrich leguf is chayiv. Aval Rabbi Shimon potter af bekli, but according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be potter even with a kli. Umishum ze, according to this, tamu ha'achronim al ha'rosh ve'atur. The Achronim are bewildered by the rush and the tour. She'etiku adina, they bring out in this din. Halo heim pasul k'Rabbi Shimon. They all pass like Rabbi Shimon, and Malacha Shein Zuguf is potter. So how are they bringing out this din, that if you pluck out the hairs, you're chayiv. It's a stira. V'gam ha-mechaber, and even the Shulchan Aruch, heil sasam ha-din bazem b'stama. How is he bringing this halacha stam? U'b'simin shinta zayin sivches mitzadeid k'deir rishon liftor. He goes to the tzad like Rabbi Shimon, that Malach HaShem Yitzchuk is potter. And here he's bringing that din, that Malach HaShem Yitzchuk is chayiv. It's a stir in the mechaber. That's the question that Achronim ask. So the Magen Avraham tries to get out of it. The Magen Avraham writes, the leman da'omer de Malach HaShem tzarech l'gufa potter. According to the one who says you're potter by Malach HaShem Yitzchuk l'gufa, meaning Rabbi Shimon, Mayri b'shetzarech l'saron. We're talking about over here where you need the hairs. You have to establish this case that you need the hairs, and therefore it's a Malach HaShetzarech l'gufa. And that's why everyone will say you're chayiv. That's what the Magen Avraham says, a little bit of a funny pshat. The Bir Alocha is going to attack it now, but he's saying the pshat over here, you're going to be chayiv, is going to kuli alma, like the Magen Avraham, but where you need the hairs. So it's not a melacha she'ena tzrich legufa, it's a melacha tzrich legufa. Elo de kosha advar, but says the Chavetz Chaim, that's very hard to hear that pshat. The lefizeh, according to this, amai posak de b'malake levonos mitos shchoros afilu b'achas chayiv. So then why does the mechaber then say that by the white hairs, you're chayiv on one hair? By the black hairs, it's two. If the pshat is that you need the hairs, so you need two hairs. So all of a sudden you pluck out one white hair, it's because you don't want the white hairs there. It's not because you want to use it. So why would you be chayv on one white hair? Hamikomokom ein tzarech la'aser gufu. You don't need the hair. The afin name of the marish that tzarech la'aser ha'acha shalikin. Even to say that you need the one hair you're plucking out. Habi'atzma b'vad leisba shir l'chiv. That's not the shir chiv of plucking out hairs. V'chimi shum da'osa to'elas ha'yipui. But likud ha'aser ha'achas, because you're beautifying by pulling out one hair. Yushlim b'zeh ha'shir shall stay saras ha'tzarech l'gufan. That's going to make it like you pulled out two hairs. As a melacha shetzrich legufa, if two hairs are needed, and that makes a melacha shetzrich legufa, so why all of a sudden by the white hairs, plucking out one white hair is going to be chayiv? It doesn't make any sense. Lefid magen avram, so it should always be two hairs. Why would it be one hair when it comes to the white ones? So he says, achar kach matzasi le'echot shikshakein. Zad l'chavetz chayim, after I asked this kasha, I saw someone else who asked this kasha as well. It seems, says the Chavos Chaim, that because of this kasha, the Gra leaves off the pshat of the Magen Avram. V'tzien al hadin the malakeit shechoros sosom kedas haRambam, and therefore the Gra says no. The Mechaber over here is being so same like the Rambam that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Can l'shon no, the Gra doesn't like the Magen Avram pshat that you need the hairs. Rather, the Gra says it's taka going like the Rambam that it is a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and you're going to be chayiv. If you skip down now to the first wide line, he brings back the Gra. The Gra says the Shulchan Aruch over here is so same like the Rambam, but Malacha Sheinah Zichu Lagufa that you're Chayiv. Ach ma nase bekushes kol haachronim. But what are we going to do with the question? All the achronim is shatur vashulchan aruch sosim esasman v'kanal. But the shulchan aruch paskins elsewhere, like Rabbi Shimon, that malachas shein ezrich leguv is potter. So how could the Gra say malachas shein ezrich leguv is chayv? It's going to feed the Rambam. We have a stira in the mechaber. What do we do with that? So says the Bir Halacha. V'inei harivosh besimin shin tzadi dalid kosov. The meleches hageziza chashiva melacha lekuli alma afilu ein tzarach lahaseyar. Over here, when it comes to geziza, it's not only a melacha she'etzirich legufa when you need the hairs; it's a melacha she'etzirich legufa even if you don't need the hairs. The geziza ha'isa b'mishkan shelo letzarach atzemer v'aseyar rach letzarach ha'or. Because even by the mishkan, when they took off the hair, they took off the wool. It wasn't only for the use of the wool; it was also for the use of the skin that it should be cleaned out from the wool and the hair, kegom ba'oros techashim, like the oros of the techashim, the alkane, and therefore chayiv kol shu letzarech gufan afal pish eino tzarech laseir. Therefore, it is considered a melacha tzrich lagufa, even if you don't need the hairs, you just need the cleaned off skin. Umelacha tzrich lagufi akam l'shonu. So said the Bir Halacha, according to the Rivash, it makes sense. It's not a stira at all. The mechaber holds a melacha she'eino tzrich lagufa is pater, but over here it's a melacha she'tzrich lagufa, not because like the Magen Avraham says that you need the hairs, because then we don't understand why the white hairs it's one hair, but the black hairs it's two hairs. That doesn't make any sense, and therefore it says the Bir Halacha like the Rivash, it makes good sense, because in the Mishkan they also needed the skins with the hair removed, so that's what makes it a melacha she'tzrich lagufa, the fact that you want the skin without the hair there. We'll stop here and continue with the Beis Emirat Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.